And but now it's like the opposite. It's like my butt cheeks are rocking around the clock, which would be a blend. I guess that's not a song.
I didn't write Ting Tang Wall Wall Bing Bang, and I also didn't write my butt cheeks are rocking around the clock.
Jerk practice, jerk practice. Sketch boys love to reminisce. Yeah.
Oh, I like my face.
Couldn't get my water bottle open.
Got a jar of pickles that really need to be opened.
I guess I gotta clean it more than
greasy
once a
hands.
Year.
Oh, nothing beats that. The having that water bottle that is completely covered, and then you notice, like, looks a little dark in the bottom of that thing.
And the smell inside is like a gym sock. Like, it's because it's been in the car, inside, yeah. It's going to kill me, you know, it'll make you sick. Welcome to the Jerk Practice Podcast, I'm Hans.
I'm Case.
I had a revelation today.
I was going to say, you know who's not sitting with us?
Who's not?
Today.
Who?
Famed JP member Jason Sudeikis.
Oh, I was like, did he die? I forgot. So
he died in my heart, thanks to artificial intelligence.
Casey's referring to a robot that we asked what jerk practice is, and it gave credit to Liz Lemon and her bum boyfriend from season one of, what was the show?
30 Rock. Season two. I sleuthed it. I wasted 20 minutes of my life.
But it's not real, right?
No, I went back. And so basically, yesterday, Hans sent me, we were just chatting about getting ready for the pod. And then you sent me the thing with just, is this true? ? So yeah. I saw, is this true? And I was like, what could that be? And I looked and it said, I guess I can just fucking read it.
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
To which it gave me like a heart palpitation. Like I froze for a second. Went, what?
I feel like that's what that robot's going to do many times over.
It's going to, that's what it's made for, to just do that to everyone always and forever.
Right.
It says, the Jerk Practice is a fictional sketch comedy group featured in the TV show 30 Rock. The group is led by Liz Lemons. See, that's how you know it's chatbot. Liz Lemons, and then parentheses played by Tina Fey. His boyfriend, Floyd DeBarber, played by Jason Sudeikis. In the show's second season, the group's sketches often involve absurd and nonsensical humor, typical of the show's satirical tone. To which I went, did I miss an episode where they make fun of a Midwestern sketch group named The Jerk Practice? Because then I was like, we made an impression, baby!
Yeah, I know. We hit, right? That was the idea. Fuck.
Because I went through it, and I was like, we moved back, and I totally went in, like, Fox Mulder. Truth is out there. I was like, okay, we moved in the summer of 2005, and this season came out in late 2007. That's two full years of us doing comedy in New York City, and I was like, most of that comedy was at the UCB, so someone stole from us!
It wouldn't be the first time. Here, let me send you this.
Troll Jason Sudeikis on the internet, and he'll be like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. Watch the episode.
Well,
so I
forgot.
Go back and go through, and I was like, did they do a scene? Because at this point, I was like, now maybe we could pull something fun for the pod, like a fun audio clip or something. No, it's not true at all. I watched the episode that he's in. He's like a shoe salesman from Cleveland.
Do you have, and their sketch group was called, like, The Girly Show or something.
Right,
that's the main show.
She was dating a fake sketch guy who left New York, right. And I was like, oh, God. Did someone just pick my pocket? Yeah. Am I that? Do we get rubed?
But it would be rubed in the best way, like it'd be some Midwestern schlub who had an old sketch. You know what I mean? Like, I'd be like,
yeah,
damn,
right.
They did their fucking research. Like, somebody had it out.
But Ash made the point, because I was like, because I messaging with you, and then I told Ash, and she's like, yeah, there's no way. There's absolutely no way someone and she's like, I got friends. They love all those shows. They're like TV nerds, like her old roommate.
Yes, yes,
who
yes.
I see all the time. Like, she would not have let me go. It feels like, oh, cool, you're named after the sketch group from this show. Nice job.
Right,
dude.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then Ash made the good point, like, if AI is telling people that, any of these, like, tertiary comedy people who like comedy people, I hope it tells them that, because they'll check out the podcast and be like, wait, there's a real Midwestern sketch group?
Wait.
That is from the show?
Does it? I don't know. This program blows my mind, because it does show, like, the Joe job I have, and it is a Joe job, mm-hmm. is wholly obsolete. In fact, I have disdain for the bosses who still have me on payroll. Like, what are you doing? You know what I mean? Like, what are you? This thing writes it in 3 seconds. It's so creepy. And I was telling you, like, as it writes, it purposely is attached to Rumble, your phone. So it's hooked, like, so it goes. So it's really peculiar, like, how quick, you know, like. It's like the beginning of a spy movie or something, or like the beginning of a video game, like Bad Dudes or something. It's like Ronald Reagan. You have to fight the drugs that are coming in from Colombia.
But then it gives you just that blanket. Like, it's so. I still think there is a possibility. It's the uncanny valley. It's that weird, ephemeral, human thing. Whether you want to call it the soul or the, like, spark. Like, people read, like, some people will read it and just be like, oh, okay, cool, yeah.
Right.
Okay, whatever. Yeah. But you can just be like, no, that sounds weird. The way that was phrased was weird.
Sure, exactly.
And I'm a horrible, for someone who spends their time writing, I am the worst structural, grammatical writer there is. So I read it and I was like, oh, that sounds like me if I'm on a jag and I'm just going, just stream of consciousness, trying to keep track.
Yeah, I mean, luckily it's just off enough to let you know.
Like that. It was like the parentheses. Oh, give me 1 second.
Yeah. Check out the, if you have your phone or how you can access your Facebook Messenger, I just sent you a thing I forgot to send you, which we could do right now, which I asked the computer to write an episode of the Jerk Practice podcast.
Oh, shit. Amazing. I just got it. Yeah, yeah.
And it's a host and a co-host. You want to go? You want to start it, and then we'll see how bland it gets.
Okay. So am I going to be host? Do you want me to be host?
Yeah, you're usually the host. Go for it.
Okay. All right. Welcome to another episode of the Jerk Practice. I already fucked it up. See, AI can't do that. AI can't step on its own tongue.
Come on.
Welcome to another episode of Jerk Practice, the podcast where we navigate the ins and outs of dealing with difficult people. I'm your host, Case, and today we're diving deep into strategies for handling jerks in various situations.
That's right, Case. Whether it's the rude coworker, the inconsiderate neighbor, or the passive-aggressive family member, we've all encountered our fair share of jerks. This could be a real, just a,
this could a, be a this, real.
So like, but fear not, listeners, because today we're equipping you with the tools you need to maintain your sanity and composure in the face of jerky behavior.
Absolutely, Hans. Let's start with the workplace, where jerks seem to thrive. One effective strategy is to set boundaries and stick to them.
Oh, wow.
Whether it's saying no to unreasonable requests or confronting disrespectful behavior head on. Establishing boundaries sends a clear message that you won't tolerate being treated poorly.
That's great advice, Case. Another tactic is to kill them with kindness. Sometimes jerks are simply reacting to their own securities or frustrations by responding with empathy and understanding. This is a sketch that people do, like when they have like a student assembly. They're like, Pete and Skeet. They're here to tell you about drugs and how to not deal with jerks.
Jerks are everywhere, am I right?
Jerks with weed, jerks with smokes. I don't know.
Jerks with just downright bad attitudes.
Yeah, right. Jerky-tudes. By responding with empathy and understanding, You may be able to defuse the situation and even win them over in the long run.
Definitely, Hans. And when all else fails, don't be afraid to escalate the issue to higher authorities.
Oh, wow.
Documenting instances of jerk behavior and that presenting jerk. Them to HR or management. You're a rat.
Yeah,
this
know.
Is the rat cast.
I know.
Snitch. You snitch your heart out.
The skin.
You get that promotion.
Snitch stitch. Snitcher on stitcher.
Management can often lead to resolution that ensures more respectful work environment for everyone.
Moving on to social settings, dealing with jerks can be a bit trickier in situations where you can't simply walk away. It's important to maintain your cool and not stoop to their level. Remember, you have to control your own reactions, and refusing to engage in their negativity is a powerful form of self-preservation.
Absolutely, Hans. And don't underestimate the power of humor in diffusing tense situations.
Oh.
A well-timed joke or lighthearted comment can often disarm even the most relentless jerk and turn the tide in your favor.
Well, they didn't put any in here. Finally, let's talk about family dynamics. We're dealing with jerks can be especially challenging. In these situations,
family jerk.
It's crucial to set healthy
don't
boundaries.
Don't Google that one.
And prioritize your own well-being. Remember, you're not obligated to tolerate toxic behavior from anyone, even if they're family.
That's right, Hans. Don't hesitate to seek support from trusted friends or a therapist if you're struggling to cope with difficult family members. I mean, call the police.
Call BetterHelp.
Sometimes having an outside perspective can provide clarity and help you navigate complex relationships more effectively.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's episode of Jerk Practice. We hope you found these strategies helpful in dealing with the jerks in your life. Remember, you deserve to be treated with respect and dignity, no matter what. Until next time, stay strong and stay classy.
Oh. Thanks for tuning in, folks. And as always, don't let the jerks get you down. Take care, and we'll catch you on the next episode. This has been NPR.
I know, right? Holy shit. The transitions with absolutely... What a soft, watery podcast that lasted 2 minutes. Sorry,
that's
folks.
One of those
they let us
3-minute podcasts where you look and you're like, why are there 1,000 of them now?
I hate.
Because they're 3 minutes long.
I hate when I'm like, ooh, cool, a new history podcast. And it's like, this minute in history. I'm like, I don't, I have too much time for you.
I need a
Dan Carlin that's going to ruin my week.
I need 6.5 hours
that I'm going to fall
about
asleep
the Ming Dynasty
and spend an extra 15 minutes trying to find where I fell asleep, start again, fall asleep, try and find that sleep point. Give me a Carlin over like a World War One minute by minute.
See those ones. I'm like, oh, all you got is 15 minutes. That's all you got in you.
Oh, you're going to give me
for the Roman Empire? Nah.
Mm-mm. No thanks.
No, that AI stuff is fucking hilarious. Yeah. Like, I just saw something this week. Like, I forget what it was, but someone was like, "Yeah, we were prompting AI, and then it just devolved into erotic car crashes because that's what it thought." I was like, "What a funny, amazing!" I didn't dare to go again, Google it or look for it because I don't want to see it, but.
Right.
It was like, that's what you want, human. You want a sexy car accident. An erotic car crash.
And I'm...
I was like, I don't even know what that would be.
So does this thing self-cannibalize? So now, next time you search for a Jerk Practice podcast, it's going to also pull from this. And then it'll pull from something else weird that it... So...
That's... Ash and I were talking about it, and like, that is where it's going to end up. Because at some point... Someone's gonna make a big payday on it, and then the fucking wolves are gonna come and pick you apart. Because be it music or film or something where you can cash in big. Because if you're just doing chatbot, you're just stealing money from your investors and trying to prove something.
Right.
Even that, I guess. But it's like, especially with creative stuff, the copyright's gonna pull them to pieces.
Yeah.
Because if you're generating visual art, it's this computer isn't drawing this. This computer is taking pre-existing photographs, images, stock photos. Like, this stuff is trademarked and attached to people.
Right.
So at some point, once they close that hatch, because that was my big thing, is like, okay, if a company like Disney wants to go full hog on AI, and they're like, fuck animators, fuck writers, mm-hmm. we'll bring them in as gig workers and they can touch this up, we're going, and they turn the valve on, like, that's when you start to get sued. Because if you pull from a Don Bluth, boom, that Universal can be like, nah, that's that leg, that's all dogs go to heaven.
That's
like,
a Don know, Disney.
So it's got, so it, once they close it off, like, it will start self-cannibalizing so much faster and just turn into, like,
muck.
Complete and total nightmare nonsense.
Like mud. Like digital mud. Yeah.
And there are even softwares now. There's one called Nightshade that artists can use to put over images that...
Oh, cool.
Like, digitally, like, however it picks it up out in the ether, it, like, purposefully, like,
distorts it. Yeah. Smart.
Cover on it. So if you pull from that image, it's going to be like, you have a dick for a nose all of a sudden. Despite you going like, I am code engineering and I said no dick nose. I
keep doing it, doing it. It just gets bigger and bigger. That's so funny.
So yeah, at some point it's just going to like eat its own tail. Because like you said, like in a ChatGPT, if you ask it a question, right now it's pulling from the top sources on Google or whatever.
Right.
Pre-programmed search engine. So once that stuff gets masked, it's just going to start pulling whatever it can find. You know, it's just like a trolling net. If it's boots, it's old boots, that's what you're going to get. Old boot information. Thank you, ChatGPT.
I will say I ChatGPT'd myself and it said, we can't find anybody of note with this name. Can you be more specific?
Amazing.
I was like, oh, thanks,
it just
buddy.
Sent you a picture of a potter's grave. Thank you. Thanks. You don't, as you start to fade away like Marty McFly's family.
Old Dirty H be never forgot whether he die by musket or dieth by pot. Some sickos get that reference out there. What was I going to say? Oh, that digital muck that we're talking about, it ties back to
slurry.
My digital mucky brain that had the revelation that I was starting about. And it was just, it's like a, can we ever go back? And then I was like, do we really want to go back to this, though? Because all I was doing, I was like doing the dish and I was going, tang, tang, wada, wada, bing, bang, ooh, 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 ah, ah, tang, tang. And I was like, that's a weird time in history when that was like topping the charts, right?
You're necking with your best gal, listening to ting, tang, wada, wada, bing, bang. Bing, bang.
Ooh, ah, ooh, loo, loo, ah. Like, what the fuck was that? But now it's like the opposite. It's like, my butt cheeks are rocking around the clock, which would be a blend, I guess. That's not a song.
I didn't write ting, tang, wada, wada, bing, bang, and I also didn't write my butt cheeks are rocking around the clock.
That's what he was writing when the plane went down. They were laughing so hard. Steer, steer. No.
Pull up, come on,
Bopper,
buddy,
hit me with a good one. Butt cheeks. Into the cornfield with you. I don't know. I was just, it's exactly that. I was just like, I am so fed up. It was because I saw a thing. I didn't even send it to you because who wants to go down this rabbit hole? But there's a fella out there named the Girth Master, and he is now like the number one banker on OnlyFans.
Ah,
and
gotcha.
He looks like a guy that I don't know, the Watertown Arrows would have
thickest neck you've ever seen.
No, he's like, he looks like a guy that you're like, I don't think he's under 18 to play high school basketball. He just looks like a normal guy. But then I was like, another article came up and it was like, man in Britain with the longest penis. writes new book called My Long Life. It's a hard one or something, right? And
it gets chased by angry villagers. It's so long.
What's so different is this American guy, the Girthmaster, is making $80,000 a day or something on OnlyFans, right? It's crazy. And he's like posing and he's living the dream and he's sitting on his beautiful balcony in Beverly Hills or, you know,
something
crazy.
How many glass
crazy.
Seats in that house?
Yeah, right, exactly. And, but the guy in Britain, he's like balding. He's got this huge paunch. He looks like he's late for snitching at his job about jerks. And he's really sad. Like, he's like, I just got kicked out of my favorite yoga class because people didn't understand that I wasn't excited. And I was like, what an interesting, like, that guy's the guy that dies on the Titanic. And Girthmaster's the guy who tips the guy when he lets him
tips. Yeah.
When he takes two seats on the
life
raft.
If you're Girthmaster, do you hear that and you send that guy a slide into his DMs and you're just like, yo, bro, here's a couple pointers.
Yeah. Just lay into it.
Just try this out.
Yeah.
Just give him a little, give him some crumbs from your table.
Yeah, I suppose, right? Well, I mean,
you're the big boy brothers. You got one thing in common.
Right.
And it apparently can make you a lot of fucking money.
Yeah, that's right.
Help them out.
That's right. Yeah, stop going to yoga. Just start doing yoga on your own OnlyFans page.
That's amazing. The guy with biggest dick tries to do yoga. It's just him, like, he's fighting a snake in the jungle. Like, he just can't
right, exactly.
get comfortable.
He would not have situated. To work for a year from one post.
Be it sensual or be it humorous, he's good.
He should be good. He's got a book coming out, but do
probably
you
still lives with his
book?
Mom.
A book? That is the opposite of what you want from this guy. And I'm sorry, he seems upset. I don't mean to
and if that book
laugh
is
at
as
his
thick
disability.
As his thicky, that's way too long of a story.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it.
Yeah, that's what do you got to say? That whole chapter on yoga, on my favorite yoga class.
It's like Byron, these long, florid stories of woe and despair. But then everyone's like, well, you got a fucking big one.
Yeah, that's the thing he runs into, right? They're all like, yeah, but you're good.
He's not allowed to be sad.
Yeah, but I can't put that on. I want he wants to be an accountant and he can't just put that on the desk.
He's like a Monty Python character.
That's the thing, he could.
Put her on the desk.
Put her on the desk and go, you know what? Sure. Why not?
That's the paperweight. You walk in and that's hanging out. You're like, this is my man, I think.
Yeah, he's the guy. Or they're like, never. My authority.
It's Britain, yeah, so they're, you know.
I guess I'm similar to the Girth. I the Girthmaster in that my wedding ring. I was like, why does my finger hurt so much?
My wedding ring. My brain is swelling.
My finger's too fat for my wedding ring, so I got a really bad, like, rash. So I had to not wear the wedding ring for a while and let it heal up. And then just try to ease it over the scab.
Everybody loves Raymond episode.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh, the difference.
Careful, Bundy. You're going to get flirted with by some insanely hot woman that looks like a swimsuit model.
But it'll be like, check out his hand. See if he's got a ring. And instead he's got this horrific, like, sore.
Scab.
I don't know. He's divorced or something.
Did he cut that thing off of him or they take it from him?
God, he's got psoriasis. Psoriasis of the marriage. God. Oh man. I had the craziest.
Oh, speaking of getting, I popped onto the old paper of record.
Yeah, please.
Before we started.
Yeah, okay.
And I was like, this thing is just chum the waters. I must be just the perfect rube for it, being a old New Yorker.
Sure.
But also old. Like, they had this story. And I was like, oh, could that be the new scheme? Because the headline of the story was tattooed woman not allowed job because of tattoos.
She's not TJ Maxx material.
Yes. And I went, Wow. Of all places. It's not Apple, not Google. And you read the article, and she's beautiful. She's 23.
She is beautiful, yeah.
Beautiful, tattooed. But girl, you got some crate. Like, she's got
the crown.
Because at first I was like, what's it called? Like, what, I was like, what does that mean, crown? And like, and then I was like, oh, she got a forehead tattooed.
Yeah.
So just across under the hairline, geometric. Looks cool.
Yeah.
Not my cup of tea, but sure. Whatever. And then she's got the like dimple piercing, mm-hmm. lip, you know, the whole setup.
Derma piercing or whatever.
And then she's like, I can't believe you didn't get a job. She's got like a devil spider eating another devil. Just right on her neck. And you're like, the crown is a crown. And if the first thing you see is that, you're like, well, maybe I don't want you restocking these fake tulips at TJ Maxx.
But they don't restock. Like, they're like, what, are the tattoos going to get in the way of her putting things in the wrong place? When one door again, closes, that was... another one opens. Like, how is she exactly. not a tattoo apprentice or a like just work at the desk and be that acerbic person who makes fun of you for whatever tattoo you're about to get behind your back.
Speaking of Mr. Girth, they bury the lead and put it at the end. Like she does stuff online. She's a TikToker influencer and she's on OnlyFans. And I was like,
oh,
all right, then what are you doing?
Why are you going to TJ Maxx?
TJ Maxx.
She's laundering money.
It got back because she was like, I got 8 million views on TikTok because TJ Maxx wouldn't hire me because I'm too alternative. And I went, oh, this is like slipping on the soap scam.
Cannibalized.
She went for the dopiest of dopey places.
Yeah, okay.
And just wants a little juicy payout.
That makes more sense now. She should join that British guy. Remember you sent me this amazing picture, I don't know, a year ago of British man breaks world record for running a mile in high heels.
His backyard. Oh, yeah, in high heels. That's what it was, yeah.
And I just saw another one. I was like, of course this guy's British. And I was like, guy breaks record for drinking the most glasses of wine while running a marathon. And it was him. He had, like, red on his lips. He goes, I'm still thirsty. Like,
fuck of course. Off. Like, running a marathon while drinking wine.
Oh,
two,
so gross.
Two things I'm like, eh.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm good.
I'll just stay in bed.
No, I saw one. I had a note for it for weeks, and it was guy. And again, one of those records. You're like, it's okay, bro. No one cares. It was like guy who's eaten most consecutive Big Macs has the record for it, and he has a collection of the boxes. And it was just like still holds record, and I was like, nobody's chasing you. You can. Hang up your spurs because it's like 500,000 Big Macs because he eats Big Macs for two meals a day.
Is it that skinny guy from that movie?
I'm sure he was in the fucking Morgan Spurlock McDonald's movie.
He's a skinny guy with long hair and sideburns.
I think so. Unless that's his like fucking the Kobe to his LeBron.
Right. Oh, right.
Like, I hope you die because I won't stop eating Big Macs. Like,
does he keep the... They haven't boxed a Big Mac in years.
He keeps the Big Mac in boxes, and it looks like the comic book store, like where you would keep the sports cards.
Oh, the wrappers.
Like he's got the slotted rows, and they looked like they were dated, or... like I was like, all right.
How's that guy's
house smell? No one will believe me! Oh, yeah.
Pickles and...
Oh, his mom is not happy.
Right, he's hiding... And that's just in every one of those boxes, a can of tuna.
I know, right? I was going to say, you've eaten the second most amount of Big Macs and you have the second largest cock in the America. Yeah. Always a bridesmaid. Am I ever going to get ahead in this
no
world?
No views on OnlyFans as he eats a Big Mac on a glass table.
And the most fired into this guy from TJ Maxx.
Yeah, right, right. It says here on your resume... Big one and Big Mac.
Big Mac.
Interesting.
What is that? What interest? Big Macs. I was like, only.
He's got a little Big Mac teardrop tattoo, which is pretty funny. Justy, if you're listening, I think you need a Big Mac teardrop tattoo.
It's just like a cascading Big Mac, like a slowly falling apart. Very
small. Oh, that's very
like
cute.
Like he dropped it.
That's cute. Yeah. A little bit of sauce coming right out of the duct. That's the thing. Justy sent me a thing. Speaking of jerk practice, fake practice, old practice, he sent me the hottest trend was a woman wearing homemade jeans. but she cut the butt cheeks out of the jeans, the pockets, made them into a bra.
Ooh, so bare cheeks, covered chest cheeks. Use every part of that denim.
Yes.
Like, no piece like, goes to rings like made out of the
Sue. Use every part of that denim.
The belt loops or rings,
mm-hmm.
a face, a nose, a nice little septum.
What do you do with that zipper?
Gotta go right necktie? Across the mouth. Ooh, necktie. Zipper necktie. That's a good one.
Yeah, right? Oh, the things you can do with jeans, everyone. Oh, man. Girls are on spring break right now.
Oh,
and,
yeah,
of course,
same, yeah.
It was crazy. I hadn't had this. Both Ruby, like first day of spring break, both Ruby and Dell come out of the bedroom, and Meg's like, look at them. I was like, what's up? And I was like, oh. Like, they were white as ghosts. Like, their lips were white. And they're just like, ooh. I have a headache. And I was like, oh, all right. All right, go sit down. You don't look great. Take their temperature. Temperature's normal and everything. And all of a sudden, I just hear Meg go, because they both had a bowl of cereal. And I walk into the living room, and it was like Dooley Exorcist just... milk holy. Projectile, both of them at the same time. It was wild. So I don't know if they both got a stomach bug or what was up, but that was the start of our
tandem
break.
Of tall and small but equal. Like, there you go. That's your next Insidious movie.
And it's interesting going back. Like, Ruby gets so, because just young, like, you mm-hmm. if you, after you've done it enough, like throwing up, you're just like, oh, I hate throwing up, but I can just handle it. But when you're young, the scariest, you know? It's terrifying. No, like, it's the worst thing to go through. So
it was like over the winter, Harvey got so sick, she threw up. And it partly was she was sick and phlegmy, and Ash gets the same way. Like, she just got so phlegmy that it got caught, and she's so it was like the worst throw. It's not even like, get that nasty shit out. It's just like, just phlegm and acid. And it's just that look of like, what's happening to me?
Right. You're falling apart. It's creepy. It's scary. Oh my God. I had a fun thing happen to me. So I have the most meager, miserable, what would you even call it? It's an IRA. Do you call it a retirement fund? Yeah.
Let's call it a Roth.
Yeah, let's call it what it is. I have an IRA. And I was like, you know what? I haven't gotten, and I usually get like a monthly that I just look and go, huh. Mm-hmm. I guess I'll be able to eat for 6 months after, you know, when I'm too feeble to work, one Big Mac. I was like, all right, but we'll keep feeding the monster. But I was like, I haven't gotten, I normally get a mine. I was like, you know, this is how attached I am. And I was like, I don't think I've gotten a statement from them in like 9 months. I was like, that's weird. It's like, all right. I've never.
They Bear-Stearns'd you?
Well, I went online, right? So I'm like, oh. And I went online, and years ago, I had gone online because I had to change an address or something. So I find, I have to search this, you know, I have to go past all the New York Post articles. And I was like, oh, yeah, this is the company that runs this annuity for me. And I was like, oh, I see
say broth,
right?
Oh no, that's what I'm gonna get.
I see you know, you have how your username and password can pop up automatically.
Oh,
right?
sure
in
yeah.
the thing, like autofill. So I see that it autofills, and I go, oh, all right, I'm at the right website. And I click it, and it was like, do not recognize password or username. I was like, oh, that's weird. I guess it's just an old password. And they're like, reuse your password. Send an email. So I went, click. No email shows up. No email shows up. I was like, it's got to be attached to my email. Like, I had a thing. And I was like, try another way. Text you. Click. No text. And I was like, holy shit.
Someone got me.
I was like, somebody just, you know, got eaten up. This company got bought by another company. And long story, eventually I talked to it, and it's a sweet Midwestern, you know, like company, like that only is based out of like Webster, because that's who I got hooked up with.
Out of the old A&W.
It's best dealing with, because I was dealing with this guy. Anyway, long story short, I figured it out. They had a wrong address on file, and I am so detached from any financials. They were like, yeah, if you don't go on that website in 3 years, they just eliminate your password just for safety, eliminate username password for safety. But it was this guy, I'm talking to Jason from, you know, Mitchell. And he's like, I was like, oh, okay, you got me all set. So it's good. You'll send me a statement. He's like, yeah. Now let me walk through how you get back onto your account. So what we have, you're going to have a username. You want to create what's called a username. Okay. So make that username and make it unique to you. And I was like, oh, Jason, I'm good, man. I was like, I probably won't even need to go online. You're going to send me a thing? He's like, well, let me just walk you through it just so we don't have to. I was like,
How does a beefy nacho sound? Is that a good username, Jason? Right. Because it's going to be something insane. You probably don't want to hear it. Because I don't want to let a stranger down.
But I will say, yeah, when I was like... But there was something oddly, like, comforting about it. I was like, well, if it's gone, I never really had it. What are you going to say?
I mean, I had a similar... Like, I didn't realize that while I was working at the brewery, they had... signed me up for a 401k.
Oh, sure.
They mentioned it in passing, and then it turns out they did.
Mm-hmm.
So it took a small amount out of my paychecks, and then they matched it.
Yeah. Oh,
so by the time this crooked business went out of business, I found out. I was like, oh shit, okay, that's almost $1,000 of money that I didn't have yesterday. So I like go on, I try to find out like about it, because I know it's a retirement, and they're like, you know, there's literally no number to call, no one will help you.
Of course.
It's literally just like click this, and I go, okay, withdraw or transfer, and then it takes you to the fucking ChatGPT thing about withdrawing or transferring IRAs. I was like, okay, I get it, I get there'll be a fee or whatever, but okay, cool, I go back and just that, and I'm like, fuck it, all right, it's still... The job I have now uses the same fucking software system they use for the pay system.
ADP?
The old job, it's in that same thing. It's like the upstart ADP. And I was like, okay, it's all in the same spot. So every now and then, just like you get every month or so. I'm like, okay, cool, it's still there. I always forget about it. I'm like, oh, it's still there. I'll take a day to figure it out. Never do.
Right.
And then I get one that says you... have transfer, and I went, what? So I go on, and I gotta, like, you scroll back through to find these old logins from an old job to get back in and finally fucking see it, and it was like, transfer successful, and I was like, nah,
you got crooked.
That money I was never gonna get, it's not going to somebody else. If it's not going to anybody, it's not going to me,
right?
And so I look, and it was like, again, takes you this fucking chatbot, like, fucking response. And it was like, yes, transfer was initiated to, like, somewhere in North Carolina to KCD. And I was like, fuck me, dude. Because I was like, did some fucking chatbot just, like, create a fake person that's just me and my middle initial? And then they just took my shekels, my littles, you don't steal a lot of my change cup.
Don't take that from the fifth pocket of the jean.
Do the whole, like, okay, I just, like, you can't, I cannot find a phone number. And so I initiate a chat, and I was like, you speak to a person, and do the whole thing.
Person.
And I'm like, I do have all the receipts, and I do this, and give them, and he was like, okay, man. I finally figure out it's a person I'm talking to. And they're like, yeah, you didn't click on the thing, Casey. It was Casey Devin. It was your whole name. When a business closes, if they have this, they transfer it over to another company. So I was like, "Woo, work for another day."
And that guy's like, "So, Mr. Van Heel, your $1,002." I mean, even I, when I was talking to him, I was like, hey, but Jason, can you give me, I mean, I'm not going to go online, but give me the status of that contract. Where are we at? And he said it to me, and I was like,
what's the soonest the I can disdain, see this?
The disdain he had for it.
And they're like, are you retired? And I was like, never, probably.
No, yeah, no.
No, so I went through the whole thing. He was like, yeah, it's you. No one took your money. Thanks for bringing all these crooked screenshots of off of your phone photo of your computer screen.
Oh, God, yes.
He's like, I will give you money if you just stop bothering me.
Did you see that thing I sent you, speaking of more our language other than high finance, about these two women who are finance. Like, Tanya, do you think Reggie and Gorlach, do you think Reggie and Sam are playing too much Nintendo?
No, she goes, I didn't see it.
No, not anymore, because they're playing Bible games. And then it cuts to these kids, and they have those Bible cartridges, and the one kid's going, click on it, get another psalm.
It's like a Simpsons bit.
It is. It's like, one cartridge comes with three games, Noah's Ark, the Resurrection, and Old Testament.
Oh, that
I sent it to you.
You'll
have to watch it. Yeah,
I saw it in the scroll. I got it. I didn't get it. I didn't watch it. I saw that because I was like, "Oh, there's a video that Han sent me." I didn't watch, but it reminds me of those games because once you get a whiff. Speaking of days gone by, things weren't better then; they were just different.
Right.
It's like one afternoon I saw that they sold video games and then comic books on the Home Shopping Network.
Oh, no.
So I periodically would always tune in and just watch two old women or two old men talk about something they didn't give a fuck about.
Right, right.
But I always vividly remember, and they had to be the shittiest game video, like Nintendo games, because they were so off-brand. Like, you could put it in like a normal Nintendo cartridge, but it was reversible. So you would flip it to get the other game like it was an old LP.
That's, and I was like, pretty wild.
And it had like the most generic ripoff. Like, one half was like, and kids, you could play soccer or Don Gummy. And it's just like an amorphous blob with a smiley face. And then you would watch this old man try to play this fucking crazy, like, off-brand, low-end Japanese game that just didn't make sense. You're just this, like, purple thing going, blah, 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 blah. He's like, whoa! Let's play soccer!
Because I know that's a game.
Because then the other one was just, you know, just like, baseball and hi-a-li! You know, just
pickleball madness! That game was fun, Marble Madness, but in retrospect, it's like, what are you shilling here? Like, who's like, that's crazy.
Big marble.
Marble Madness marble is a tables. Crazy thing. They're like, we need to, there's a company out there that makes marbles, but it's mm-hmm. probably like Nabisco or something, right? It's a big company who's like, why are we selling more marbles?
Those sacks of marbles at the checkout, well, we ain't moving them.
Well, Mr. Stimpson, they're playing too many video games. Well, no one wants put a marble in the game.
We're not moving enough sets of jacks or ball paddles.
Right.
Sir, what if we go to video games?
Right, the commercial.
And then it's literally just, meh, oh, meh, oh. You got that pink hand grabbing the jacks.
That's right.
Hardest game you've ever played, probably.
Oh, ever. Yeah, you're never gonna get it's like we play bowling on the
and then a snake
emulator.
Will bite you for no reason,
right? Exactly. Or you do you want to pick the guy without thumbs, you know?
The hook, that's for the experts.
Yeah.
That mechanical hook you saw in
it's the like ladies. The it's like to the expert that ping pong masters how to video my dad had where the guy shaved his ping pong paddle down to the size of a ping pong ball.
You're too good. There's no reason. You're not going to teach me anything. You're that good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's fucking weird.
Oh, I love all of that parlor gate. Like, it's going back to, like, the Big Mac guy or the I ran the most marathons while drinking wine in a wedding dress. Like, once you get a hold, it's human nature. You got to stay on top. Like, I remember the early days of, like, deep ESPN. And it was super, I think it was, now it had to be New York because that's one of the few times we had cable. And it was like ESPN3 or whatever.
Sure.
And it was this smoky, because I always grew up watching bowling. Like my dad would throw bowling.
Yeah.
And that would always be on like Wide World of Sports. Like Saturday after cartoons were over, you'd watch some PBA.
Absolutely.
So I always had a soft spot for it because my grandparents were bowlers. So we were always at the bowling alley. So it's very similar. I was like, oh, what's this? It's this like smoky, dark
in alleys.
Pub. And it's it sounds like our guy. It was probably his father, the man with the longest dick in Britain. Just balding, crazy hair. Just he looks like he would be the yards keeper in a Harry Potter story.
Sure.
Striped button-up shirt. And he's got like takes a drag of a smoke. And it's like the British Dart Championships.
Gotcha.
And you have those like amazing British like telecasters. Like there's and another. Here we are. Here we are. King's Cross. The Golden Crone Pub. And just breathless as this guy's like flicks a cig. He's lining up this shot and he's like, this is the Michael Jordan of British sports. And of course is amazing at darts, and I was like, that's the best cultural fucking divide. Oh,
the divide
of like,
yeah, the division.
You got real Michael Jordan,
mm-hmm.
insanely talented, reverse athletic, reverse dunks, everything. And then you got Britain's Michael Jordan. I'm sure it was a hyperbole, but just crushing. He can crush so many cigs, and they're unfiltered.
Right. He throws the cigarette up in the air, throws the dart, and then hits the cigarette, then hits the bullseye.
There you go. That's how you that Avengers story starts for him. You're like, why this guy? And he goes, pew, 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 pew. And you're like, all right,
I'd watch that all day.
Someone's gonna have to throw a key into a keyhole from 50 yards away.
I was watching something similar. Oh no, I just had. So when we were growing up, we would, which is crazy craziness to think about. Going back to tang tang gooly gooly poo. But like when we were growing up, there was a pool hall downtown. And keep in mind, this is in the mid-90s, mid to late 90s.
It's not.
I'm not talking about 1955.
Yeah.
Hall opened up downtown, right closer to the county fair portion of downtown.
Oh, yeah.
And they didn't sell alcohol, but they had soda on the gun, okay? 50-cent soda, 50 Coke or root beers. And you could go in and shoot some pool, or you go all the way to the back and, like the pros, play some snooker, right?
Ooh, snooker. There
sure.
you go.
So we got really into pool strictly because the guys didn't care enough to let these 13-year-old kids smoke cigarettes and play pool. Like, next time you're like, everybody out there, think of what a 13-year-old kid actually looks like now that you're an adult. Do you know what I mean? They look like babies, because they are, basically. But you picture us, got our own pool cue, smoking cigarettes, just rocking, rocking
green to the gills from all the cigarette.
But
and getting playing snooker, so it should be the 1950s.
Right, exactly. I mean, that's the way to live.
Like kids, you got 3 years and you're going to Korea, so right. Snooker it up.
Exactly. But I was doing something, pool was on or something, or some meme, and I was like, I wonder how the Black Widow's doing. Meg's like, what are you talking about? I was like, oh, she was a hot shot pro billiards player back in the late 90s. She's like,
and you went billiards because you're in the scene.
Why did I marry you?
And I had said that, like, and I was like, I know who Black Widow is.
Yeah, of course, right? Well, sadly, she passed.
She did. She's in the big pool hall in the sky.
She's in the big pool hall in the sky. And it really messed me up for a couple days. rightfully so. I mean, God, it's horrible for her and her family, but it a piece of me died.
Your childhood,
those root beers,
yeah, away.
And those lucky strikes at the snooker table.
Snooker, it's like you mentioned pickleball, and that was like, now that it's popular, I think it's funny.
Yeah,
but because of the story, you just told, I just thought pickleball was made up in Watertown.
Yes, I did too.
Because its silly name, it's little paddles, and then the wiffle ball. Like, yeah. I thought it was like scooter ball. Like, I didn't think anybody else knew what it was.
Right. I thought, because they always had, when you were in middle school, they're like, this week is half the class is going to swim, the other half is playing pickleball. And I was like, what the fuck is pickleball? That sounds made up. And I was like, of course it's made up, because everything you guys do is made up. We had a week of line dancing.
You know, it's like you hear someone go pickleball, and you're like, oh, so that was the thing. That was not like a regional.
Right.
Sort of artifact that someone made up just to get kids to have activity in the afternoon when
sure.
It's 20 degrees below zero.
Well, people are crazy about pickleball. And I'm trying to remember what it is. It's just tennis, right?
It's just tennis, yeah.
Little
it's lower
ball, little
impact
court.
Because you can't. It's like back. It's a little faster than backgammon.
Okay.
Because backgammon, it's slower because of the shuttlecock. Like you just quick and you chase it. So this is a little faster.
Gotcha.
But it's like lower impact than you playing a full game of
easier
tennis.
On the knees. Gotcha.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but it's easier. But I mean, it's not like I don't only hear older people that need less impact on their knees talking about it. It's
yeah.
I hear dudes like just like, oh, we got. Oh, I mean, I just got invited to the Woolman Rink, which is the big ice skating rink in Central Park. They're converting it to pickleball courts this summer. I got invited to write about it. So it's all like 18 pickleball courts.
Pickleball craze of 2024.
Pickleball craze of 2024. It's no different than, right? Name a weird craze from the 50s. Like the hula hoop and the stick. No, it's
it
not
was
50s.
Like sitting
it's
in
like
the,
20s.
You know, pole sitting.
Yeah.
Light pole sitting.
Oh,
or...
yeah. 20s.
Fitting into the telephone booth.
See, we shouldn't have that. Like,
eating goldfish.
In the 20s, people had so much excess that they just had to figure out stuff to do. It was a jazz age. Mm-hmm. I'm going to sit on a flagpole because I'm not worried about a bread line yet. You know what I mean?
Right,
but right now, it's all bread
all
lines.
All time in the world.
It's all bread lines right now.
TikTok. There you go. TikTok is 20. 1920s forever.
Yeah, okay.
Eating detergent pods.
Sure, okay, yeah. TikTok's not allowed anymore, I don't think. I think it got banned. Or am
Dude,
I wrong?
Oh, well.
I think
just
it's
like
passed.
The 20s.
We just gave $1 billion to Ukraine.
Done.
$60 billion. $60 billion. And we banned TikTok, I think. I think that all got pig-bellied together.
Oh, yeah, it probably was snuck in, so everyone's going to wake up. So sober, a sobering reality.
Right.
Like 1931 all over again.
What else is going on? Oh my god, we got dad news.
Dad news.
Got real cold this week after I planted my tomatoes. But the good thing is they rigged the hose out back wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, tell me if it's good or bad. So they hooked it up to the directly to the water heater or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually have to wear an oven mitt to squirt the flowers because it comes out scalding hot. So I'm like, right now that's good. I give them a shock right before bed.
Yeah,
I give
them
a shock
Ooh.
Right in the morning. Like a, you know, like sitting in a hot tub or something.
Oh, yeah, taking a schvitz.
Get going. So I don't know if that's good or bad, but that's how I've been that's what I've been telling myself. So I can still think I'm going to get a nice bushel of tomatoes later on. For this hours of work and effort.
The tiniest tomatoes.
Oh, they're going to be so small. Little sprinkles. Oh, I don't have to worry about getting my, I don't have to worry about going to Elmhurst and having an early demise.
Oh, for the old, yeah.
They denied it.
Oh, said no?
They said no again. So officially, short of... there's no other place for me to go. It's where yeah. I can do it. Like, obviously now mm-hmm. I just have to bite the bullet and be like, well, I just have to pay for a root canal because otherwise it's going to infect my yeah. bone. You know?
Right.
It's going to affect the bones. But I tried everything I could, but like, short of a back alley pull, tug, that's the game over for me. Oh, I'm going to send you, everybody out there, I'll put it on our Instagram. We can close with this. It's official. We called it, just like Shaq called the Heat. Shaquille O'Neal called the Heat beating the Celtics, the number one team, by 10 points mm-hmm. on the point yesterday. And afterwards, Jesus. he bet Charles Barkley. He said, I got to answer my phone. And this is the difference in finance. He grabbed a stack of $1 million and answered $1 million and said, thanks, Chuck.
What the fuck?
But we predicted rat versus pigeon because there's a viral yeah. video out there right now where a rat and a mm-hmm. pigeon get in a fight. And a pigeon, yeah. a rat bites the pigeon's throat out and slowly drags it off screen.
Oh, yeah. Rats will eat anything, living or dead.
Oh, man.
Never underestimate a rat.
No. A snitch.
Snitch. Since you're listening to Jerk Practice, beware of jerks.
Beware of jerks, and there's nothing you can do about it.
You can do about it. We love you, and there's nothing you can do about it.
Stay classy.
Jerk practice, sketch boys love to reminisce, yeah.
So are you guys getting hungry?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Do you ever worry that they're playing too much Nintendo?
Oh, not anymore. See, Matt has Bible adventures. They're actually learning Bible stories while they're playing Nintendo.
Quick, get that Bible quote before you run out of power.
Bible Adventures features 3 games in 1 cartridge. Noah's Ark, Save Baby Moses, and David and Goliath. A must for every family with Nintendo. Call 1-800-77-BIBLE. That's 1-800-77-BIBLE.